Hey, hey, Michelle here with the Magic Is You podcast. I just wanted to pop in, say hi, ramble a little bit. We just came back from a vacation in Spain. It was beautiful. It reminded me a lot of Southern France because of the kind of bright and airy vibes and the white villages and the orange trees everywhere. It was very Mediterranean. So we had a good time, and today we also had a good time. We took the kids to go play mini golf and strolled around to a little cafe and took the train up to a park that the kids like, and then I got a coffee, and my husband took the kids down on the train, and I walked down by myself and just enjoyed my coffee as I was walking down. Just a really good Sunday. And now I'm getting ready to go to the gym, but I wanted to share a thought I had about patterns. And, oh, hold on, my computer's gonna die. Let me plug her in. So I was thinking about how the distinction between self-protecting patterns and self-sabotaging patterns was such a huge thing for me, because I used to think of patterns like these things that we do that sabotage ourselves, like perfectionism, putting yourself last, always assuming the worst, not trusting yourself. I used to think of these things as self-sabotaging patterns. And I learned from Mastin Kipp in 2020 that we're not sabotaging ourselves, we're protecting ourselves. So the sabotage part is the byproduct, the effect. And the root of the pattern is protection. And it was Mastin who taught me that, well, it was from Mastin that I gleaned that the approach changes when you shift your focus from how do I stop sabotaging myself to instead looking at, oh, I'm protecting myself. There's a part of me that is afraid and hurt. So instead of thinking, how do I stop sabotaging myself, which takes your attention off of that scared, hurt, wounded inner child within you. When you start to think of, okay, this pattern is coming from this self-protective wounded place, you start to think of it in terms of how can I heal? How can I show that part of myself that I have my back now? I'm here as the adult. I can take care of us. Basically I'm the adult. I can take charge. I can have my own back. And that's what our inner child needs to know. It's like, are you going to take care of me, or do I need to protect myself with this pattern that used to serve a role when once upon a time the pattern was put in place, but as an adult, it just becomes a very limiting self-sabotaging thing. And yet, if we just see it as this sabotaging thing that we're doing to ourselves, we never get to that place of really unraveling it, because we're trying to fix the byproduct, trying to do something about the symptoms instead of going after the root. The symptom is sabotage. The root is there's a hurt inner child who needs to know that she's safe now. And that was such a powerful distinction. It informed the approach I took to my own personal growth. It became something I taught within my own programs. It's something I talk about on this podcast. It's so powerful to stop thinking in terms of how do I fix this? How do I stop doing this? And instead look at what needs to be healed. What needs you to show more love to yourself? Where is the neglect? Where is the pain? Where is the suppression? And how can you address and heal that through loving yourself more? So the old paradigm was all about, how can I push myself to get this done? And the paradigm that I started to learn was, how can I love myself more to heal the part of me that is putting up all this resistance, that is creating all of this sabotage? And that completely changed the game. So I wanted to share that because it was just something I was thinking of. I always think about the deeper levels to personal growth and business. I like to look at what's underneath the surface and share it with you guys. And I was thinking of something fun to start doing with this podcast, and I might as well start doing it now. At the end of every episode, I want to just share something random that I'm loving. So let's do that now. I am absolutely loving blue cheese burgers. I first had a blue cheese burger like years and years ago from someone I knew who started her own restaurant. And it was back when I was actually hosting a radio show. And she came in to share her business, her restaurant, and she brought these boxes with food. And one of them contained a blue cheeseburger. And I remember just eating that and just, I wasn't able to even talk anymore. I was just going, this is so good, into the microphone. And we had so many people call in asking, what are you eating? Where can I get it? Because it was just so clear that we were in ecstasy over this food. And so for some reason, the last couple of days, I was just like, you know what? I want to eat a blue cheeseburger. So I made a batch two nights ago, and I already finished it all. Like 2 pounds of ground beef, and I already finished it all. But you can look it up online to find a recipe. That's what I did, just found something random. But what I did was I sauteed some red onions, and then in a bowl, I mixed together the red onions, the ground beef, cumin, paprika, garlic powder, garlic paste, salt, pepper, just all kinds of seasonings. I don't measure anything. I just throw it in the bowl, and then crumbled in the blue cheese. I toasted a slice of bread because I didn't have any breadcrumbs, toasted that in the oven, and then smushed it up into breadcrumbs, and then combined that with a couple of eggs in the mixture, and I think I had like some sort of chili paste that I threw in there. I threw in some soy sauce, mixed it all up. It came out so good. I just turned it into patties and put it in the oven, and it came out so, so good. So that is my random thing that I'm loving right now. And that's something I want to do for the podcast, is just at the end of the episode, share something I'm loving. So go and make yourself some blue cheeseburgers. All right, that's it. I will talk to you later. Thank you so much for listening to the Magic Is You podcast. I will see you again next time. Bye.